Zach Ely is back in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Welcome back, Zach.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
You were on before, I think, like April 2018, a couple of years ago, right?
Couple of years ago, that's right.
Yeah, you were 20 years old back then, so I'm guessing you are, 22 now?
22, that's correct.
Wow, I'm a mathematician. I also remember you were a Red Sox fan. We don't hold that against you. That's why we're having you back.
My mom's a Red Sox fan. My dad's a Mets fan. So I'm partial to both of those guys, I guess.
Still making music? You still traveling?
Not really traveling. I'm definitely making music, writing, recording, performing as much as I can.
So the golden ring of music fame has not tarnished in your eyes, right?
I mean, it's just what I like to do. So I try and spend my days, weeks, you know, doing as much of it as I can.
Zach Ely, what does your musical day look like?
A lot of it's oriented on the acoustic guitar, as you could probably tell by how Bonfire sounds. I guess a little bit of my day is like networking, emailing, you know, places, see if they want to let me play some tunes for them. And, you know, I guess the other musical part of my day is either recording or I'm just jamming on an acoustic guitar, hoping to find something fun.
Is acoustic kind of going back to the simplicity of it? Because I know you had a band at one point.
I do still have a band. That's Bonfire features my band from school, actually.
Oh, cool.
They're called the Nelson Street Band. We've performed a lot in the Lexington and Charlottesville area, actually, in Virginia, which is where we went to school. And so, yeah, we got together over the holidays and recorded that.
In the last couple of years, what have you learned in the business of music?
I'd say if I'm learning anything, it's more learning about myself and my own sort of approach to the music industry, just learning more about myself as a songwriter and as a performer. I don't know. I've learned a lot about myself as a musician and a songwriter, that's for sure.
Well, learning about yourself is the biggest part of being a songwriter, right? I mean, you have
two more years of experience
of whatever that is to color the lyrics and the music that you make, right?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's about telling your story, and if I can be more succinct about my story, then I'm learning and growing, so yeah.
You said Charlottesville. Do you play in the New York area, in Connecticut area recently?
I haven't recently. I've been in Los Angeles, actually, for the past few months, so I've played a good amount of gigs out there. I'll be back in the East Coast in May for a little bit. And that's the near future for me.
What prompted the trip out to Los Angeles?
You know, just never spent time out there. Figured I'd check it out, see what the music's like out here. A lot of music venues, that's for sure. I'd say a little more than what coastal Connecticut has to offer, at least from a music venue spot.
Is that where you are now?
Yeah. That's where I'm calling you from right now.
So what do you got planned for today? What's the Los Angeles day today?
Let's see. There's an open mic tonight. I got to book some of my gigs, so it's an open mic in Venice. I might go to that.
Hmm.
There's also a gig. There's an artist I've gotten into. They have a show in Hollywood, so I was thinking of maybe going to that too. It'll be one or the other.
Zach, you're 22. Go to both.
So, yeah.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Zach Ely. So you're not afraid to, like, get out there and do it, and you're kind of unilateral. No one telling you what to do or how to do it, right?
Well, I feel like you're tooting my horn there. Maybe. I'd like to say I'm tuning a lot of that stuff out. But I don't know. A lot of making music is reacting to how people react.
Go wherever the music is, wherever there's a microphone and an audience, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Name of the game.
So if you want to see you live, we got to go to Los Angeles in the near future, right?
For the next couple months, I'll definitely have some live performances in May. I know over Memorial Day weekend, I'll be playing a couple shows in the Norwalk, Connecticut area. So.
It's interesting. You're kind of going out of your comfort zone. A lot of people play in the New York area, the Hudson Valley area, because that's where their friends are. What you've done is going out to Los Angeles. They don't know you. They don't care about you. There's 1,000 other guys with guitars. Am I wrong?
Very true. Very true. I've met a lot of guys doing what I'm doing. It's fun, though, because you get to try stuff and be a little bit, I guess, just more uninhibited.
Sure.
Just because you feel like you can experiment more and no one knows who you are, so you're not really worried about how you're perceived as much. It's all part of the personal growth.
It shows up in your music. Tell me about the song Bonfire we're going to play. How did that happen? What's it about?
Bonfire, that's like a culmination song of, you know, just experiences in high school. It was a big part of my adolescent childhood, I'd say, growing up with friends and hanging out on the beach, making a fire and at night in the summer.
Again, one of those universal themes that everybody can relate to. Well done, well done. Hey, Zach Ely, your website, where can people find out more about you? Z-A-C-K Z-A-C-K-E-L-Y.
That's correct, Z-A-C-K-E-L-Y. I've got a Linktree, Linktree, and then Zach Ely, you'll find it. I'm also on Instagram, Zach Ely with a 2-2 at the end, so Zach Ely 2-2. Again, my music's on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, I think Google Play. The work, so it's on all the streaming platforms.
Zach Ely in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight again at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks so much. Good luck. Good to hear from you, Zach. Give my regards to the Left Coast, and take care of yourself.
Appreciate it so much, Andy.